Well, amen. Praise the Lord for another special. What a blessing it has already been just being in the house of the Lord. I'm glad that I decided to come to church this morning. And I trust that you are as well because, wow, what a blessing it has already been being in the Lord's house. Psalms chapter 16. Psalm chapter 16. We're going to read the entire psalm, 11 verses here. Psalm chapter 16, if you're able to stand, if you would, and we'll read the Word of God together. As I read, you can follow right along with me. The Bible says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." And let's pray. Father, as we bow before you, what a blessing it is to first and foremost sense your presence in this place. Thank you for directing each one that's here to be here today. And now, Father, we ask that you would just speak to us. I ask, God, that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Psalm chapter 16. This psalm is known as David's Golden Psalm. David's Golden Psalm. And the key phrase and the thought that we find in this psalm is found there in verse 11 when he says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." The message I want to preach to you this morning, that I want you to walk away leaving this auditorium and leaving this Sunday morning church service with this thought: turn to joy. You can do that. God's made it available for us to do that. If you have an ear to hear this morning, if God's given you an ear to hear what he has to say, turn to joy. In thy presence, I would turn to joy, then I've got to be in God's presence. But in thy presence, the psalmist says, is fullness. You can't get any more joy than knowing that you're in the presence of an almighty God. In thy presence is fullness of joy. David's golden psalm. One of the greatest messages that he could have given anyone. Nehemiah in chapter 8 and verse 10. Nehemiah's message to the builders of the walls of Jerusalem was, the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you believe that, why wouldn't you turn to it? The joy of the Lord, which we can turn to, is your strength. Paul's message to New Testament saints in Philippians in chapter 4 and verse 4 was, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Turn to joy. Acts chapter 2, I want you to turn there with me. The introduction, you have to understand this. Acts chapter 2. What we've just read in David's golden psalm was presented by Peter at Pentecost. One of the most powerful messages that we find in the New Testament scriptures concerning New Testament Christianity was Peter standing at Pentecost and preaching this powerful message to New Testament Christianity. In Acts in chapter 2, I want you to read here, we're going to read verse 25 down to verse 21, 31, but Acts chapter 2 and verse 25, this is Peter preaching the message at Pentecost, and he says, for David speaketh concerning him, Jesus Christ. I foresaw the Lord always before my face. David's selling in the psalm, and Peter has received the message some 1,000 years earlier. Now Peter has received what David had written down. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. This is Peter preaching Pentecost with the message that he got from David in Psalms chapter 16. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, this resurrection. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, and that word hell there defined here as Sheol, which is the grave. As we die, we put our bodies in a grave, but God is not going to leave us in a grave. Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance, full of joy. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This was David writing this, understanding what was to come when the Messiah would come and all the things that would be taking place in this New Testament Christianity, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, establishing this truth that all of us can understand and know and apply to our own lives. And as we apply this to our lives, can I tell you, it will bring into your life fullness of joy. It's there for us to turn to. Yeah. Turn to joy. See, David learned that in God's presence, is a joy that enables us. It enables us. He gives three parts in Psalms chapter 16, broken down into three different divisions, if you will. Verses 1 through 6 would be, you have to have faith in God alone. If it's faith in God plus man, faith in God plus parents, faith in God plus heroes, faith in God, it's not going to do it. Because whoever you are putting faith in is going to let you down. Unless it's God alone. The second would be verse 7 and 8, and that is the contentment of faith for today. The contentment of this faith for today. The things that I'm dealing with in this life, however long this life might be, everyone sitting here is a little bit of a different age. How long you have in this life, only God understands it. Only God has purpose and plans for that. Can we extend our days? He says we can. Can we shorten our days? I believe we can. But it's really ultimately God who determines. But as long as we live in this flesh, the contentment of faith is found in joy. And then the last, verse 9, 10, 11, the joy of faith in what's ahead. When you understand that God reveals to us future facts, and you can have faith in understanding what we have to look forward to, there's joy. No matter what you're dealing with right now, and no matter what kind of infirmities, no matter what kind of problems, no matter what kind of whatever it might be, can I tell you there is future joy. That if you put your faith in God and God's word and what God has revealed to us, you can have that joy that God wants you to have. That will enable you. So verses 1 through 6, David would begin with faith in God alone. When he says, preserve me, O God. Preserve me. God can do that for however long God wants you to live. The Christian will never die prematurely. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. David says, I do it myself. No one else can do it for me. I have chosen to put my trust in God. For thou art my Lord. David did that. Let me ask you this morning, is your faith in God? It is your faith. Faith is what I choose to believe. Everyone here, God's given you a free will. Because of that free will, you get to choose what you believe. And what you choose to believe is what will determine the direction of life that you go. The most important decision that all of us have to believe, have to make to start with, is do I believe that there's a God or not?
When you believe that there is a God, you will go, you'll be placed on a path that is opposite that person that says, I do not believe in God. This great United States of America was established by a group of people who said, we believe in God. And they were set on a path that was pro-God, that God would bless and God would build a great and mighty nation. Today we have a generation and possibly even maybe even a majority that says, I do not believe in God. And that's why, if you're not careful, you're going to go in a totally different direction. All of us, unless you're blind, you've seen that over the last, especially over the last 10 years or so, 20 years. It's your faith. It's your belief. And whom do you trust? I'm telling you, we need to turn to joy. If you're going to turn to joy, then you have to, first of all, understand where the joy of the Lord comes from. It comes from God, and you can't have it unless you have put your trust, your faith in God. There's a plan and a purpose for humanity. There's a plan and a purpose that God has for this present earth that we live on. The atmosphere that we breathe, it's only temporary. It will change. But God is the only one that can change it. And he will change it. As we get into the end part of it, he already reveals to us it will change. And how it will change, he's given us. As Peter was able to look back to David's writings, now we can look back to Peter's writings and we can look to the scriptures and realize that God has given to us an insight into future generations and years and eternity. Can I tell you, you'll not find this joy without trust in God. Jesus presented that to the disciples in John chapter 15. Let me just read this to you. In John chapter 15, there's so much here, but in verse 7 he says this, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. That's New Testament Christianity for those who put their faith and trust in Christ. You have a relationship with him. You can communicate to the very God who created you. You can communicate with the very God who created all things. If you'd believe that, to be in his presence, how could you not find joy? If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And he says in verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And so as David writes this golden psalm, he says, first of all, where have you put your faith? What do you believe? It's your faith. You choose to believe what you want to believe. I choose to believe creation. I choose to believe the Bible. It's just not blind faith. My faith is in the very words that God has preserved for me, understanding he was the only one there in the beginning. He's an eyewitness of what took place when he spoke the worlds into existence. He's an eyewitness that took place when he took the dust of the ground and he made man. And then he's an eyewitness is when afterwards he took the rib of man to make woman. Established a plan for their lives. Yeah, faith. Where's your faith? What do you believe? It's your faith. Whom do you trust?
Faith is to be placed in God and in God alone. And it'll be turned into joy. Yeah. The second, verse 7 and 8, go back there with me to our text. Everybody following this morning? Yeah, praise the Lord. You can do it. Turn to joy. It begins with belief in God, faith. You have to have it. It's got to be placed in God and God alone. Don't have to be placed in religion. Religion will let you down. Religion will change. We don't need religion. We need Christ. Because that's God. I will bless the Lord, David says in verse 7 and 8. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. The contentment of faith for today. I've set the Lord always before me. If you believe that he exists, you believe that he is your Savior, you believe that God is your Heavenly Father, Jesus is your Savior, the Holy Spirit of God dwells within you, why wouldn't you? Who else would you rather set before you? Who can give you the counsel of life? Maybe that's why you're messed up. You've not been listening to the counsel of God. You've been listening to the counsel of CNN. There's a lot of people messed up in the world today because of who they're listening to. How many families messed up and understood it after it was too late because they listened to Spock concerning how to raise children? Even he admitted he was wrong. It messed up a lot of people. The contentment of faith for today is found in God's counsel. I've set the Lord always before me. David listened to God's counsel. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. And because God's given me counsel, based on that counsel, I have set the Lord always before me. That's you and me turning to that. Turning to faith, turning to counsel. Always, in every circumstance of life, you need to have faith in God and you need to turn to his counsel. And when you have faith in God and you turn to his counsel, can I tell you, you're going to turn to joy. Look to God and God alone. Follow his counsel and his counsel alone and his presence is fullness of joy. Psalms chapter 46, verse 1, it says this, God is our refuge and strength. He is. If you believe in him and you turn to him. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help. It's always, he is the great I am, always in the present tense. So if you're in trouble today, then he's the one you look to. You get in trouble tomorrow, he's the one that you need to look to. No matter when you find yourself, how you find yourself, whatever kind of condition you find yourself, God is the one to turn to.
And he has counsel for us in every circumstance of life. Therefore will not we fear. The psalmist says he's a very present help in trouble. Therefore, if I know this, I believe this, I've looked to him. Therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed. That's pretty big stuff right there. The earth be taken out from underneath our feet. He's the one we need to look to. Though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Been waiting for that to happen out in California all along, but it will happen one day. Yeah. Though the waters thereof roar. We just witnessed that horrible hurricane. The damage that floods can do and waters can do. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. That means God is our refuge and strength, a very present help when any of these things take place. But you have to always and in every circumstance of life, turn to joy. Because joy is in his presence. And in his presence, following his counsel. Yeah. You got sorrows today? I don't need to know where they're coming from to know for sure what you need to do. Turn to joy. You find yourself in a place of discouragement today, I don't have to know the reasons. I don't have to understand all that took place. Matter of fact, possibly no one else can understand what has brought you to where you're at today if you're feeling discouraged, but I can tell you what you need to do. What you need to do is turn to joy. And you can. It's David's golden psalm. Confused today? Just confused over why? Don't have to know what led you to confusion. I've got the solution. Turn to joy. You got fears? You got disappointments? Life hadn't turned out the way that you hoped it would. Sometimes our life is dependent upon other people's decisions. Other people make decisions that affect our lives. Not a whole lot we can do about that. God has to allow it because he gives man a free will. Can't change that. What I can do is turn to joy. There's joy to be found. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And he allows us to come into his presence. Yeah. I must set the Lord always before. God will not force himself upon you. Some people will force themselves upon you. You see them coming and you think, no, don't want to go there. Sometimes people take you serious when you ask, how you doing? So, I really, a little bit more information than I was really after, you know. God will never force himself on us. But he makes himself available
There's never a time when he's not available for you. Turn to joy. Turn to his presence. Turn to his counsel. And in the joy of faith in what's ahead, believing what God tells us is in our future. And I tell you, you'll find the joy of the Lord in knowing the future. That's why God gave it to us. Verse 9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My glory rejoiceth. We're going to come back to that in just a minute. My flesh also shall rest in hope. My physical life, I have this hope. I find rest, I find comfort, I find joy in this physical, in this hope of what's going to take place after physical life. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell or the grave, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures, and I right here got underlined, forevermore. In God, everything will work out to his glory, which will be our glory. What I want more than anything else, and what I'll find glory in, is glorifying God. Sometimes we think we lost loved ones prematurely, no. They glorified God in their lives and they glorified God in their home going. Because they don't go to a grave. They go to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. And God using their death for his glory is the glory that all of us ought to be looking for. Let God determine. When? Just be ready to glorify God and however God wants to work in and through our lives. Everything in this life comes to pass. Everything. The only thing that comes to stay is eternity. That will never pass. This physical body is here, but it will pass. My glorified body is for eternity. My physical life is here, it will come to pass, but once it has passed, my eternal life is forever. Our fellowship with one another will come to pass, but our fellowship one with another in eternity will be forever. Who would ever want to choose the temporary in exchange for the eternal? I don't want to choose the temporary. I want to choose the eternal. My joy is in the eternal. My joy, understanding, is what is to come to pass. This world, no matter what it is, can I tell you that this is the only heaven a lost person will ever experience? And this is the only hell that a saved person will only ever experience. Gets worse for those who don't believe in God. Who don't choose joy. But for you and I who choose joy, it's only going to get better. Your faith will tell you that. Christ revealed it to us. He revealed the resurrection that gives all of us the hope of being resurrected.
Which gives all of us the hope that when I die, my body might go to the grave, the physical, because it's going to decay. But my spirit and my soul, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's a hallelujah.
That's joy. My flesh will rest in hope because there is an eternal future and pleasures. Pleasures. You just think that you got excited and had a pleasure after you caught that record bass? You just think that was pleasure when you hit that hole in one? And some still looking to hit a hole-in-one. You thought there was just pleasure when you found that right person and you married that individual and now you get to live your life with that individual. That might come to, before it's time. But you just think that's pleasure. Because if you could see what God has for our future, it doesn't compare. The relationships are going to be so much better in eternity. The body is going to be so much better in eternity. The air we breathe is going to be so much better in eternity. Turn to joy. To all who have an ear to believe, an ear to hear, it's available. Turn to joy. If I could have every head bowed this morning. David's golden psalm was preached by Peter in the New Testament to establish the future for Christianity. Wow. Having the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. Living a life brings glory to the Father. Why wouldn't you do that? Turn to joy. Father, we bow before you. Thank you, Lord God, for this psalm and God, how it's been used throughout the ages and how we can look back to Pentecost and God, how we have heard it today. We preached it today. How important it is. How powerful a decision it is to turn to joy. God, I've preached what you wanted me to preach. You directed each one that's here to be here. You have been speaking to them through this preaching. I pray now, God, that individuals would make decisions that you would have for them to make today before it's eternally too late. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.